So the Steelers, not the only undefeated team in town, the Pitt Panthers. They did some work on Saturday.
And he's going to run for the pylon. And into the end zone comes Eli Holstein. Doing it with his arm. Doing it with his feet. Well, that's beyond ambidextrous.
He can do it all.
So we will get into the Steelers quarterback situation coming up at 7 o'clock. But Pitt in decent hands, Doran, I would say. And 73 points put up. And I'll take the conversation wherever you want to go, as you are the Pitt guy. I just want to say this. Narduzzi still, man, deserves a ton of credit. Ton of credit. Cade Bell changing things up, 73 points. They would not have scored 73 points last year. Feel pretty confident saying that. One more thing, Pitt got 37 votes in the AP poll, so technically 30th in the country. Just keep winning football games. They'll be in the AP top 25 real soon.
It's just very nice to go into a bye week 4-0, to go into the bye week and knowing coming out of the bye week that you have a situation where you play a North Carolina team that is just so down right now. I mean, losing 70-50 to JMU. They were on their third-string quarterback during that game, and then they lose that guy, from what I was told, and now they're on their fourth-string quarterback. There's no win that isn't automatic, but you're feeling pretty good heading out of the bye week and traveling to North Carolina, and you hit it right there. I think that, you know, we can assess these first four games, and Pat Narduzzi deserves a ton of credit. So hard for especially defensive coaches, defensive head coaches, defensive minded head coaches to kind of change their ways. They're so, you know, stuck in a certain way of how they want to run things, especially how they view offense. And he, you know, went out on a limb and was like, I got to score points. Like, I got to get back to the ACC type feel of what we did on offense. And you hire Cade Bell out of Western Carolina, and you're hoping that the young guy could come and bring that high-powered offense to this level, and it's working. And then obviously you make the decision, and you have a really open competition between Yarnell and Eli Holstein, who transferred in from Alabama, and then you go with the younger guy. That competition was neck and neck. It wasn't, you know, there wasn't a huge gap between the two, but you clearly have went with the right guy. So you've made some crucial decisions over the last month that have really benefited, and it's showing right now, 4-0 next to your name, and you're starting to inch your way closer and closer to getting ranked. And the way that this season plays out, you know, for Pitt, you know, you got some quality teams that you're going to play. You got Cal, who's pretty decent. You got Clemson, SMU, Boston College, Syracuse. I mean, they are good football teams. They're okay football teams, but they're beatable. It's not like you're playing
Miami.
Those are beatable football teams. You have Louisville as well. So, I mean, it's not going to be easy, but those are beatable teams. So if your offense is running and just moving the way it does, you can play with anybody, as they've proven.
Eighth in the entire country in points per game, Pitt. Pitt.
Yep.
Pitt is eighth in the country in scoring offense at 48.3 points per game. And really, this is kind of nuts to say because it was just a couple weeks ago. If they played Cincinnati today, they put up 50.
Absolutely. Oh, there's so many missed opportunities in that first half. Even, you know, I talked to Cade Bell. He was like, we shouldn't even have been in this situation.
Yeah.
I talked to him after the game. He was like, did you see all the guys running open in the first half that Eli missed? Eli's second start of his career, first road start of his career. You're gonna have that. Now he's starting to settle in and really feel himself in a good, positive, confident way that he's going to miss those guys now.
And the thing about him, man, not that you need to be told this, is when you do everything right as the defense, he's going to break your back with a first down run.
Yep.
There's nothing that guy can't do. Pitt, 48.5 points per game. Just behind Alabama, heard of them. Just a few points behind Miami. Just a few points behind Ohio State, Ole Miss, Tennessee. Those are the teams that you're talking about that Pitt is keeping the company with in terms of points per game. And again, left a lot on the field against Cincinnati. Probably did against West Virginia as well. Offense is going to probably get better. So, look out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just ahead of the South Alabama Jags. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, I'm changing my stripes. I'm going to do something I'm uncomfortable with in Pat Narduzzi. And trying it, he tried it. It could not be working better. 4-0, 8th in the country in scoring. There's 120 teams? That's pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty good. Get more into Pitt a little bit later on in the show as well. The 4-0 Panthers, undefeated in the non-con for the first time since 1991.
Shout out to the volleyball team as well, who's number one in the country. They are undefeated. And shout out to the soccer team, men's soccer team, who's number two in the country.
I don't think that the volleyball team has lost a set.
Nope.
That's pretty good.
They're dominant.
They're going to win the national championship.
I hope so.
Yeah.